Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you today from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa. In studio with me today, our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, who I want to thank for not only producing the show, but he reminded me that not only did Heidi Ranking, the Director of Investor Relations, pinch hit for a couple of shows recently, but Justin was kind enough when I was in COVID protocol to cover for me, and I promised him that from our guest today, I will bring a large sample box of their world-famous products. So I hope I can deliver on that. But in studio with me today is Mr. John Sample. John's a longtime friend of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and a great asset to our community. John serves as the bakery manager for Hearthside Foods. And for those of you who may not recognize Hearthside Foods, they recently acquired Weston Foods, and they are the key to the wonderful odors that emanate in North Sioux City, South Dakota. John, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, it's great to have you in studio, and we're excited to get to know you a little bit better throughout the next 30 minutes, but also have the opportunity to talk about the recent acquisition of your employer by Hearthside Foods out of Downers Grove, Illinois. But John, before we get there, I want to thank our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United, and begin by asking you a little bit about where you grew up.
I grew up in a small town in California, Glendora, California. A very small town. Went to school there. Started my college there. I finished college after I left that town. But yeah, little small town.
So where is Glendora, California? Is that central? Is it south?
It's Southern California. It's about 35 miles west or east of L.A.
And so was the transition to the Midwest winters a challenging one for you?
It was. I had the opportunity to move around quite a bit in my career, which started in 1984. And so that was all in California. I worked for Dreyer's Grand Ice Cream. They had just started out. They were like a $300 million company. I got to work with them for 21 years. Went from $300 million to $2.5 billion company.
Wow.
They became the largest ice cream company in the United States. And I got a chance to move around. They put me in a couple of different plants. My last stop was in Maryland. And at that time, Dreyer's had, Dreyer's Edie's Ice Cream had really succeeded at everything they wanted to succeed at. And Nestle bought the company. After Nestle bought the company, I worked for them for a little bit longer. And then I decided to make a move. And I made a move in ice cream, and I came to Lamar's, Iowa, with Wells, and I worked with Wells in their plants, the North plant and the South plant, for about 7 years. I started out in the North plant and started out in the South plant and ended up running the North plant before I left. And I left because the opportunity came up in North Sioux City. Honestly, North Sioux City was really, 15 minutes away, but I didn't know where North Sioux City was. So I got approached by somebody I worked with in the business way back in the Dreyer's days in the 80s that was running a cookie plant up in North Sioux City, and they were looking for his successor. And so we talked, kind of got to get to know the opportunity. About 9 years ago, I joined Weston Foods. And it was Interbake back then under Weston Foods. It's a very big facility. I had got there after all the expansions had been done. It's a 366,000 square foot building. We make cookies. Our specialty is chocolate covered cookies. Ingredients, peanut butter, just all kinds of different cookies. We do make Girl Scout cookies out of our facility, and the rest is retail.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 on your FM dial. Our guest today is Mr. John Sample, who serves as the bakery manager of Hearthside Food Solutions. Hearthside recently acquired what was formerly known as Interbake, and they were acquired by Weston Foods. So there's been an evolution. But John, you've been with them for the duration. You mentioned 21 years in ice cream with Dreyer's and Edie's before they were acquired by Nestle. Yep. And then a number of years, seven with Wells Enterprises. And now how many years did you say with 9 years with Interbake, Weston, yep, and Hearthside?
Just celebrated 9 years this month.
And so you're pushing a pretty strong number in food processing.
Yeah, you add them all up.
It's a heck of a career.
It's a number, yeah.
And you talked a little bit about some of the products that you produce, and we're going to get to that in a minute. I want to go back and visit with you briefly about your family. Tell us about your family.
Married my bride in 2001. We have three children. I have a 34-year-old son from a previous marriage, and we have an 18-year-old daughter going to University of Sioux Falls next year.
Congratulations, that's great.
Yeah, and we adopted a girl at she came into our house at 10 days old, and she just turned 11 in December.
Wonderful. And God bless you for doing that. And tell us, is your wife from California as well?
Yep, both of us born and raised in California. When we got married in 2001, on a Saturday, we moved to Lancaster, Pennsylvania the next day. And that was quite a change for us.
Yeah, from California to Lancaster, PA. John, I want to talk a little bit about your products, and then we'll talk more specifically about the ownership group. But one of the amazing statistics that you shared with me a number of years ago that I think the people in Siouxland would be absolutely shocked to learn is the volume of Girl Scout cookies produced in North America that come out of your plant right there in North Sioux City. I know you have lots of different products, but people may not realize the significant role you play with Girl Scout cookies.
We do. We make a good portion of the Girl Scout cookies. There's two bakers. We're pretty close to splitting it 50-50. So every single Girl Scout council gets to pick which baker they want their cookies from. And, you know, there's a little movement from year to year, but our job is to provide the councils good Girl Scout products that they sell really starting in January, kind of through the beginning of March.
And do you produce all the different varieties that they have, or just the chocolate-covered ones, or from soup to nuts, everything? What I'm really getting at is, do you guys do shortbread as well as thin mints?
Yes, we do. We do all of the SKUs in our
Caramel Delights.
Correct.
The whole nine yards?
Yes.
So Justin Barker and I want to make sure that we're doing our role in supporting you and your operations. So if you need anybody to do taste tests or validation of product quality, Justin and I think that we could do an outstanding job for your company. So again, we're interviewing and speaking with Mr. John Sample, who's the bakery manager at Hearthside Food Solutions. Remarkably, the plant right here in North Sioux City in our Siouxland region is responsible for somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 50% of all of the Girl Scout cookies produced in North America. And so know that when you're purchasing those products, they're produced right here in your own backyard. But that's not all you produce. Tell us about some of the other products that are produced, the other cookies that are produced right here in Siouxland.
We make get our specialty. Most of everything we make has chocolate on it. We make our own chocolate within our bakery, and we provide products to all the major retailers.
And that's so when you go into those major retailers, it may not say Hearthside Food Solutions or one of your previous owners. And it may not even say North Sioux City. It may reflect the Downers Grove, Illinois label or formerly in Virginia. But those come from right here in Siouxland and go all over North America.
Correct.
It's really a remarkable thing. 366,000 square feet under roof of manufacturing space. Can you give us some idea or perspective on what kind of volume you guys produce on an annual basis?
We produce close to 100 million pounds per year of cookies. So we measure in pounds. We are making doughs and we make our own chocolate, and we're making cookies pretty much every day of the week.
And are you an operation that runs 7 days a week, 24 hours a day?
We are scheduled to run a 5 day week, 1 week and a 6 day week the next. And we'll work through some weekends when we need to, but we're pretty much on a 5-6.
And John, let's talk a little bit about the opportunities. You've been with this company for a long time, a tremendous employer. You have some opportunities for people who may be looking for work as well.
We do. Currently, just to staff what we're doing now, we are just like everybody, looking for good people who want to work. Our environment is great. I mean, there's a lot of manufacturing environments that you can work in. Ours smells really good. It's a clean and dry environment. We have a lot of fun at what we do.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And I've had the opportunity to tour the plant. It really is an incredible facility. And I hope to have the opportunity to do so again. I will be out in the near future to take you up on making sure that we share one of your incredible sample packs with our friends at Powell Broadcasting. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is John Sample. John is the bakery manager for Hearthside Food Solutions. You may formerly have known them as Interbake or Weston Foods right there in North Sioux City, South Dakota. We'll be back with John after a short commercial break to visit about the recent acquisition of the new ownership group out of Downers Grove, Illinois.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hoekstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Again, want to thank our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Today, our guest on Grow Siouxland, Mr. John Sample, who serves as the bakery manager for Hearthside Foods. They recently completed an acquisition back in November of this past year of Weston Foods. And John, an exciting time for you. You've been in food processing all of your adult life, a number of decades in ice cream with a couple of different companies, and now with cookies, first Interbake acquired by Weston, now Weston acquired by Hearthside. Tell us a little bit about this recent acquisition.
We're really excited about Hearthside Foods. Working for Weston Foods was great. It was, baking was really a family heritage kind of thing that goes, back over 100 years. And they've been doing that proudly for a very long time. Weston Foods decided to sell that part of the business, and Hearthside was the one that acquired us. And so Hearthside coming in is, it's very new. Hearthside has a very good business. They're basically really a contract manufacturer. A big contract manufacturer before they acquired us, about a $3.5 billion company. What they do is contract food acquisitions and production, just like they're going to do with us. So what we do today still stays, but they have a lot of things that they do cookies, they do baking, they do fresh food, they do bars, they do ingredients, anything that they can do to 2 million sandwiches a day, breakfast sandwiches a day. Their whole vision is to become a baking powerhouse.
Well, and it's interesting because the press release that I found from December 29th, so right at the turn of the new year, talked about how This acquisition brings the Hearthside network to 43 facilities in the U.S., Europe, and now Canada. And this particular acquisition brings 1,100 full-time employees to the organization. So obviously this is a company that's continuing to grow. Tell us a little bit about their vision.
Yeah, they want to be in a baking powerhouse. They've acquired Interbake Foods to be part of that. That gives them more options to decide where they're going to make what in what facility. They have the customers. They've acquired our business. What's really important for us is the labor force, to continue to get loosen that up and get people to come work at Interbake Foods. They're looking to figure out, you know, what they're going to do with their acquisition from a volume standpoint. And what I mean by that is, you know, in North Sioux City, I'm working with the local chamber and government there to kind of, how do we entice them to come here? Not wait for them to figure out, you know, what they can do in our bakery, but how do we entice them to get here? And I've been working with the local government there in the city for a number of years. One of the things that is lacking in North Sioux City is affordable housing. And we've been working on that for a while. And we've, it looks like we're going to be very close to and in planning of adding about 500 affordable housing, whether that be apartments or small houses, in the North Sioux City area. That's going to be huge for us.
And that's going to make a profound difference as we do everything that we can to make sure that we attract an expanding and growing workforce. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest today is Mr. John Sample, who serves as the bakery manager for Hearthside Foods. Hearthside Foods recently completed an acquisition of Weston Foods and Interbake. John has been with Interbake for almost, or with this company, for about 10 years now, changed ownership a couple of times. But one unique thing that I've read about Hearthside, John, is that they say that this acquisition aligns well with our customer-focused, people-first approach to business. You talked a little bit about the acquisition and the vision, and the business as well, you say, is really focused on strategically leveraging all of the things that they do in food processing. Kind of a company that's involved with not only cookies, but bars, fresh and frozen entrees, food packaging, and with the acquisition of Weston Foods, it looks like six new locations for Hearthside that bring additional and exciting capacity to this growing company.
Yeah, you know, we've had a chance to, their senior leaders have come to the bakery and talking. We took some time to have some meetings with the frontline folks and just talk more about change. You know, change can be hard, even good change can be hard. And they came in and talked about it, and they've got it right. I mean, their first thing is focus on people. Let's hire good people. Let's train good people. Let's focus on people, especially the safety of people. They have a tremendous safety record across all of their facilities. And then it's about, you know, focusing on the culture, delivering for our customers, and driving performance. So, you know, they've been doing this very successfully since 2009.
Well, and that people first focus, critically important, but you guys also have a legacy for quality products, really throughout North America. Everybody's familiar with the quality of the cookies that you produce.
Yeah, you know, quality is just one of those given values that it's just as important as keep people safe, make good safe product, and that's our daily focus.
When you talked in the first half of the program and said we produce in the neighborhood of 100 million pounds of product on an annual basis, I know you can't convert that into how many cookies, but it's got to be in the billions.
Probably, yes. You know, and you know what? We have capacity. and we have the ability to expand. We have more floor space to put lines, and that's really what we're excited about with our side coming on. And they're trying to figure out exactly what's going to go where and how we're going to move things around. I mean, this is going to be months and years of sorting it all out. But there's some good things coming in North Sioux City.
Well, we're very, very excited to hear that. And with this acquisition, you're well positioned to see this company continue to grow right here at home.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I think. Again, North Sioux City is kind of a
Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, sitting right there.
Yeah, just everything right. Everything's right there. But we're just across the border, and a lot of people don't really know about us.
But I know you through your smell and the quality of those cookies. But you can't grow without great people, and we know that one of your priorities as the leader of this organization is to continue to recruit, train, and grow some outstanding employees, and there are some opportunities with your company right now.
Yeah, there's current opportunities now, and there will be continued opportunities in the future. We're hiring, and we have a, every single Thursday is walk-in Thursday. You can come in, you can walk in, not only fill out an application, you'll get an interview. And after that, if it works out for them and works out for us, they'll get an offer. If you can't make it on Thursdays, you can come to the bakery any day of the week and fill out an application. So, we really do have a great work environment. We have great people. We have people that have been there over 40 years baking in this facility, and we're growing. And with this opportunity with our side, we're going to continue to grow. And I couldn't be more pleased with where we've landed and the outcome of the sale.
Well, it's a great story, and we wish you continued success. I can't believe how quickly the half hour passes, John, but we appreciate everything that you do in our community. I will be out to pick up a sample pack for my friend Justin Barker and his peers here at Powell Broadcasting. But congratulations on the acquisition, and wishing you continued success.
Thanks, Chris.
That's it for this week on Grow Siouxland. Our guest has been John Sample of Hearthside Foods. We'll be back next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.